Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday, where I share a quick tip to help you start taking control of your healthy habits in less time and without the guilt. I am so happy you are here. Congrats to all of my new habit hackers inside of the Habit Hacking Society. Gang, this membership program won't be open again until January 2023. You can get on the wait list. It's linked in the show notes for you if you want to be the first to know when the doors are open again. A couple of reminders before we get into today's habit hack. My free monthly mini workshop is coming up again in the free Facebook community. It's going to be on Wednesday, the 17th of August at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can join us live or catch the replay. I'll announce next week what that topic will be. The girls are voting on it as we speak this week in the group. Come on over and join us there. You can contribute what you'd like for me to coach on every month. It's absolutely free, and you can take a look in the guide section and see all the previous trainings available there as well. I not only have videos, but there's worksheets I've created, just a plethora of different trainings to help you make yourself a priority in your life. That is linked in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/self-transformed.
Bam. Lastly, Self-Transform You. You know, that is my signature program. You can sign up for that at any time, friend. Come join the program that is changing women's lives. What we are doing is really focusing on habit strategy and creating a customized health plan based on those habit strategies that I know can make self-care work in your life. And self-care shouldn't be a dirty word. Okay, it shouldn't be a dirty word. Self-care isn't selfish, you know, a little OG throwback to the start of this podcast. But I know it's really hard to find the time, or when you do find the time, you feel guilty for taking care of yourself. So what we really do in this program is first you get the Habits That Stick starter kit. It's my mini course. You get it automatically with your enrollment in STU. I mean, you learn basic habit strategy, get some small wins ASAP, but then week by week, we build out your customized health plan. But week one, we really dig deeper into your mindset, habit strategy 101. The second week, you'll focus on food freedom and habit strategy around that. I mean, everything from planning out your meals to grocery shopping, having strategies around that in your busy life. We are also going to talk a lot about working out. We're going to talk a little bit about that in week three. That's all about movement. The focus is not seeing movement as just doing like really hard workouts. That's actually the focus this August in the Habit Hacking Society. We're focused on habit stacking movement into our daily routines, and not just like hardcore workouts, but just moving your body. How it feels so good for you inside and out. It's not just physical, but it's mental, emotional, and just the power of doing hard things. And then lastly, we chat a ton on what to do as far as next steps when you lose motivation or you go into a new season of your life. Like we're in right now. I know a lot of us, our kiddos are going back to school, or my kids have already gone back to school. We'll focus on this a little more next week, talking about back to school habit strategies. But this is a time of year where everyone who has gone through STU, they're able to go through the program again because they get lifetime access and reevaluate their habits and do it in real time for the season of life they are in to make those healthy habits still work in their life. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go season to season of life, and I'm not just talking like weather, like, you know, school starting, like holiday season, or it's a busy time of year for work or whatever. And sometimes we forego all those healthy habits, and then we get into a habit of not doing those at all. So with STU, you're able to keep up those strategies all year round. I'm going to be sharing my journey in real time because we are focused on a confidence series right now. And to tell you the truth, I've been really struggling coming out of this tailbone injury. And what I'm going to be doing, not only talking the talk, but walking the walk. We're talking a ton about that in this society, and we'll be talking about it a lot here on the podcast as well, showing you how I'm using my own habit strategies to help build my confidence back up and my own version of self-care. So gang, if you want to join my signature program, Self-Transform You, you can get it at any time. Okay, go get it. It's at selftransformyou.com. You can add on a habit hacking call with me if you want to chat, or you can just enroll in STU Next Level. That's the one-on-one version of STU. You get the program, but you also get personalized habit hacking calls with me, texting, Boxer access, all the things. So go to selftransformyou. It's the letter U. .com to learn more. Save your spot if you want to do STU Next Level and have that one-on-one extra accountability with me. I only take 5 girls for that every single month because hashtag self-care. I got to be able to be there for everyone I love so much in my life and put out these podcasts for you every week. So go right now. Go to selftransformyou.com. You can go while you're listening unless you're driving. Let me know your questions and let's get into today's habit hack. Okay. So this is actually a re-airing, if you will, of last month's workshop in the free Facebook community and the Self-Transform family. We're talking about what to do when you plateau. And when you plateau, that can really tank your confidence, right? You're moving and grooving along. You're feeling so good until you're not, right? And there could be some things that happen in your life. Like I just mentioned, the season of your life changes, or maybe you're working out and you're like, I'm just not seeing results, or maybe you're just not having fun with it anymore. So we talk about some habit strategies to really help you when you plateau. If you're like, I don't really understand what it means to plateau, it's actually a verb. It's an action word. So it means to reach a state of little or no change after a time of activity or progress. I know we've all been there. We've all plateaued in times of our lives, but that doesn't mean you should give up on yourself. So listen to the this re-airing of last month's workshop. Come join us in the community to hear what we're going to be talking about next month. You can go vote on it now to get your say in it, and also take a look at the guide section to see what we've talked about in the past. You'll find quite a few tips here for this habit hack. But when you plateau, friend, my biggest habit hack, my biggest tip for you before you listen to today's show is to not give up on yourself. All right, gang, let's get into today's show. Hello, happy hump day, happy Wednesday, or whatever day you're watching this, if you're catching it on the replay or hearing it on the Self Transform podcast. Sorry, I'm running a couple minutes late. As you may or may not know, I have a couple of dogs. My boys are actually skiing and camping with their grandparents for a couple of days, so it's been a little quiet around my house, but not quiet enough. It's like my dogs know whenever I'm getting ready to record or do a live call or podcast interview, they start barking at each other. I don't know if that happens to you at your house as well, but I think everyone's pretty understanding of that now. You may have heard my dogs bark in the background on one of my episodes. So, all right, let's get into today's free mini coaching. We do this every single month in the Self-Transformed Facebook community. And the reason we do it is just gives you a little free coaching, a little guidance, to a little more tools to put in your transformation tool belt as well, if you will. We do this every month, and it is voted on by you. You here in the community vote on what you want to talk about. Now, we make this 15 minutes or less because I know you're busy. I know you're busy. I do have a couple of fun, exciting announcements for you at the end of our workshop together that you guys get to hear first before everyone else hears next Monday. It's about a super fun summer sale coming up in the Self-Transformed world. So let me share my screen with you all. You can see all the tabs I have open. I say that every time. It gives my husband anxiety when he comes and looks at my computer. He's like, oh my gosh, like, how do you do this? I'm like, it's all the things I have going on. I have them open so I don't forget, right? Comment below if you do that too. If you leave all your tabs open because you don't want to forget something, it's because you're currently working on something. I know other people do that as well. All right, well, let's talk about today. We are talking about what to do when you plateau physically and mentally. I love this subject. I love digging into the research for it as I was preparing for today's coaching as well. Our goals for today is to always be brief. I'm going to help you take action, giving you some tools to really think about what to do when you do start plateauing, and just really giving yourself grace and action and an action plan around the habits you find yourself doing or maybe not doing when you do plateau. Okay. And like I said, stay till the end because I will be sharing a super fun major sale happening for the summer. So if we haven't had a chance to meet yet, hi, I'm Emily Nichols. I'm the host of the Self-Transform podcast. I'm a certified personal trainer, Whole30 certified coach, behavior change specialist, which means I geek out on habits. I'm certified in geeking out on habits. But most importantly, I am a wife, a boy mom, and a Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I love talking about habits. You've probably heard a lot of my habit hacks on the Self-Transform podcast. We have one coming out on Thursday talking about what to do for your evening routine because we just talked about your morning routine. And there's a couple of hacks that I'm really excited to share with you all. So make sure you're tuning in if you haven't already on your favorite podcast streaming app. So let's talk about plateaus. I love this quote from Bruce Lee. He said, "There are no limits, only plateaus. You must not stay there. You must go beyond them." So a lot of times we find ourselves, like maybe you've started a new healthy habit routine. Like you've started like going to Orange Theory, or you started like a new workout plan, and you're, you know, just eating super healthy. Your mindset is just like, one hundy, you're feeling really great. You're feeling like you're just moving up that hill, feeling just amazing. Then you find yourself at that plateau and you're like, I'm no longer seeing results from what I'm doing anymore. Or maybe you're like, I'm bored with all this food I'm eating, or you're just no longer finding that excitement, right? When we're starting something new, or maybe you're just feeling really frustrated because you're not seeing anything anymore where you were like constantly, or maybe you feel a mix of all of those above. I know I have personally felt that way. And just to know, plateaus are normal. A plateau, I hate to say this, it can last 8 to 12 weeks. You're probably like, oh my gosh, That goes by quickly if we're looking in the full spectrum of time and how fast time goes by. But it happens because your body is smart and it adapts. You know, you put your body in shock doing new things. And then when you start, you know, doing the new things and your body's like, okay, you know, I'm losing weight. I'm building up my endurance. I'm feeling good. Then over time, it's like, okay, well, I'm used to this now, right? It's not like that new shock to your system. And this can be super frustrating mentally, and it can snowball in a not so great way. So we always want to build that positivity snowball that I talk about so much in my programming, where one small little habit can affect others and it keeps building and building and building this really great positivity snowball. But it can also go the other way too. When you're feeling frustrated during a plateau mentally, it can make you just kind of throw your hands up and just give up. You know, don't keep climbing up that hill. You're staying put at that plateau. So today we're going to share what to do physically and mentally with your habits when you do plateau, because we all will when you do get stuck. So some actions to take now. So physically, let's talk about that first. So switch it up. Your body's just adapted and needs a change, workouts and food in particular. So think of some different workouts. You know, if you've been doing some high intensity interval training, see if just like walking or yoga feels good for your body, you know, switching up. Or maybe it's your schedule, you know, maybe you're hitting up 5 a.m. Orange Theory classes and you're like, this just isn't working in my life. And I'm not seeing the results I want, because maybe you're not getting enough rest, right? You're not sleeping, getting enough adequate rest beforehand. So maybe you need to do later morning or afternoon or evening, you know, especially when we're in the summertime, you know, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, what to do when you're in a new season of life, or like, you know, it's a busier time of year for you and your kids are home, thinking about your schedule and changing it up that way. But also thinking about, as far as the food you're putting in your body, thinking about when and what you are eating. How are you prepping, or how are you not prepping? You know, maybe you started off strong. I know when I started my transformation journey, I bought like all of the like meal prep containers on Amazon. Let me know in the comments if you've done that before too. But then let me know if they're sitting in your pantry like mine are, because I started off so strong. I've spent like 2 or 3 hours meal prepping, and then I got bored of eating the same foods and I stopped prepping, or I was trying to do it every Sunday and it just wasn't working. I wasn't using habit strategy yet. Now I have a strategy I use for meal prepping that I teach in my whole 30 course and in actually Self-Transform You as well. But the way you can kind of take a look at this, at the actual data about yourself, is to use a habit inventory worksheet. So see if you notice any many major changes or times of day where you're like, I'm not consistently doing it at this time of day because this is happening. You're like, okay, well, I need to switch it up. Sometimes we just think in our heads, well, I'm just too busy, I'm plateauing. Where sometimes we just need to see actual data about what's going on in our day that could be affecting physically why we're at a plateau. And we just need to switch up what we're doing, or maybe when we're doing it. Physically with our movement, physically with the food we're eating too. Maybe you're not even making time to eat, you know? So you can go to bit.ly/habit inventory for a free download of my habit inventory worksheet. This is really great to do, to just to track where your time's going and how that makes you feel. And then from there, you're able to evaluate what you're doing physically. So let's talk about mentally. Let's talk about some actions you can start taking now. Focus on the why. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day daily tasks, the physical things, where we are really focused in on why, or maybe your why has changed. You know, I was big into running for a while, and it's, you know, it's still something that I like to do sometimes, but it's not something that lights me up anymore. And I was training for a half marathon. I ran under 2, which was my goal. And after that, I was like, okay, I want to do something else. And I find myself right now, my why changing, going through an injury right now. I'm like, okay, I need to reevaluate the way I'm moving my body in a way to recover, but also to help me stay mentally strong. Because to tell you the truth, this week, I have personally felt a little frustrated not being able to do the things I love and having to switch up my movement, because it's such a high form of self-care for me. But I have other things in place to help me with that as well. Or maybe you just need to take a break. You know, I keep saying about this tailbone break. I'm like, all right, God, you literally knocked me on my butt to slow me down. And it's been good. It's been good. Sometimes we do need to take a break. Maybe you're just getting tired of doing those things. And if you take a break, you're like, oh, I miss running. Then go back and do it. I love saying this. I say it all the time, to do hard things. We talk about this in our movement week in Self-Transform You, the power of doing something hard physically for yourself. So do hard things. Maybe you're not challenging yourself With what you're doing with your movement. Maybe you're being too basic with the way you're eating and you need to step out of your comfort zone to get out of that boredom. When you do hard things physically, it allows you to do other hard things in your life, and it just carries over into so many other areas. But maybe perhaps the hardest thing when it comes to mentally plateauing is maybe you're afraid of failing. So you're just not pushing yourself past that comfort zone, right? It's a fear of failure or perfectionism, right? Let me know if you've ever felt that way. Like, well, if I can't do it perfect, I'm not going to do it at all. Or maybe you have failed, and I say that in air quotes, failed in the past, and you're afraid of failure again. Well, your failure is those experiences that help lead to your most massive transformation. You learn from those, right? We can't be, you know, on top all the time. It's okay if you fail. And the biggest thing I put on there is grace. Giving yourself grace. Plateaus are normal. Everyone has them. Everyone has to overcome them. It's just a matter of looking at your current habits, reevaluating your schedule, giving yourself grace. So you can use the habit inventory as well, not just for tracking your actions, but also how you feel. There's a couple of boxes on the worksheet if you want to download it to use it that helps you track the way you feel. Okay. So transformation isn't a future event. It is a present day activity. So I love this so much. You know, I'm trying to give you a lot of tools to help you in your own transformation. It's present day activities that you're doing that helps lead to that mental and physical transformation, that inside out transformation. And we're always going to be going through plateaus or seasons of our lives where we need to evaluate those. And that's what I hope to give you through what I do at the Self-Transform brand. But I want you to be open to plateaus, maybe being nudges that it's time to switch it up, right? We're creatures of habit, and sometimes it's hard to switch it up. But when you find yourself like, man, I'm just plateauing, take that as a little nudge, little tap on the shoulder, like it's time to switch it up, okay? I hope this was useful for you.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.